Right, here it
Okay,
is.
so we're finishing up. So we're continuing in. Before we leave the sugya of Chotzer, there's one more case we wanted to take up. Well, actually, we're not leaving the sugya that one completely yet, but on this last part, there's a Rashba. About a case, if you throw the get into the chotzer of a woman while she's sleeping, okay. All right. So, what's the basic din of the case where the woman is sleeping, Yishena? So that's the next mishnah. If you give the woman the get while she's asleep, as you put it in her hand, on her lap, whatever it is, while she's asleep, so that's not a good maisa gerushin. So it's interesting. Why is it not a good maisa gerushin? The woman does not need consent. The woman does not need knowledge, right? Now, is assuming the case is you told two Edom, I'm going to give my wife a get. So you've established it with Edom. Why can't you put the get onto her inner hand, on her lap, right? What's the psul in the maisa gittin? Why isn't it a good nesina? It's her. Don't worry about that. It's just cold waiting. It's her. And she doesn't need consent. It can be Bal Karcha. Right? So why is it no good? What's it lacking?
Yeah. Accepting.
It's lacking in accepting. That would seem, that's not a bad way to put it. It's lacking a Kabbalah, a Mokom Kabbalah. Because the get has to be placed somewhere that is roi for shmira. I mean, that's the way the Rashba seems to interpret it, right?
How is that different than consent? I just want to know.
Oh, because she doesn't have to agree to receive the get, but it's not a good nesina if you don't put it somewhere that it will be that it can be kept guarded. Okay. So Nesina requires a mukom that's roi for Kabbalah. If she takes it and throws it away, whatever, that's up to her. But it has to be roi le Kabbalah. I mean, she shouldn't throw it away because she's divorced and she could use the raya. So, but it's not good, not because you need her consent, not because it's not... not because you need her consent, but it's lacking in the maisa of the... she's not roy for the maisa of Nesina right now. Let's put it like that. Okay? I mean, the Rambam seems to learn, maybe learns a little differently, but that's the way the Rashba is going over here. So the Rashba has a question like this. What would be the din if you put the get into the chotzer of an isha when she's asleep? Is that any different? Okay? So let's take a look. You got the Rashba? So he goes back and forth, right?
Yeah.
First he's very strong that it should be no good. Then he sounds very strong it should be good. Yeah. So what are the arguments? Go ahead. Who wants someone to read it to me? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah.
Right. So the Ravid says it's good. If he threw it into her yard when she's asleep, it's good. Go ahead. Okay, so his argument, so he first starts out and says that basically Mistavra should be no good. The Ravid is wrong, Mistavra. Why? Because where do you get Chotzer from? Chotzer is Midin Yad. And Midin Yad, if you put it in her actual yad when she was asleep, it would be no good. So something that's just Midin Yad should also be no good. Certainly should be no good. Makes sense. Right? Says it would be saying that the one that is only modeled after the Yad is greater than the Yad. It'd be like the Giora, the Gyer is greater than the Ezrach. That doesn't make sense.
That the Chatzar would be better than
To say a Chatzar is better than the Yad is saying that the reproduction is better than the original.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
As long as she doesn't have a yad, she doesn't have chatzer.
So now he says, I'll prove it to you. That what? Any woman that does not have a yad does not have a chatzer. That's what we, right? If you don't have a yad, you don't have a chatzer.
Yeah.
Because chotzer comes from yad. Go ahead.
A shota doesn't have either.
Right, just like we say, a shota doesn't have a yad because she can't keep things. She doesn't know how to keep something. So she can't put it into her chotzer. It's not going to help you. So chotzer is just a derivative of yad. So it's a reproduction of yad. So if you don't have yad, you don't have chotzer. And she's sleeping, you can't put it into her yad, so you shouldn't be able to put it into her chotzer. Okay, so now he switches gears. He says, but maybe you'll say, no, it is good. Why? Because the chotzer, while she's asleep, is still mishtameres ledaita. Let's say she has people there, says, watch this while I'm asleep. So now the chotzer will have a din of mishtameres ledaita. Go ahead.
There's nobody guarding it whatsoever.
Right. So now he's saying, no, maybe you can argue the other way. That if you put it into her hand while she's asleep, so there's no shmira on the hand. It's not a makom mishtameres. But since the chotzer is mishtameres ledaita, even though she's asleep, the chotzer has a din of mishtameres ledaita, so it could be superior to the yad.
With a shota.
So he says, and then you give me the argument from before that you said a shota has no yad and also has no chotzer. That's no kasha. Because the shota has what? He says has no yad klal.
Yeah.
The shota has no yad klal. Because the shota is mechusar maisa.
It's lacking that.
It needs it, right? It lacks an action to return to his right mind.
Oh,
and
right.
Yeah.
It's not the mechusar maisa like of to accepting.
No.
Yad,
it's mechusar maisa. That's a reference to the Gemara in Ayin. That it's mechusar maisa.
Oh,
what's it mean?
It means that something has to be done to make the person well again.
Yeah.
Right.
And
we don't have the cure.
Yeah.
And we don't have the cure.
Is it at that moment you don't have it? Or
at that moment. At that moment.
There's no cure for it. There's no solution.
Right.
You can't cure stupidity.
Yeah.
My dad loves it.
If a person is a shota, so that's it. That's the way they are. So they have no yad klal. He's trying to differentiate asleep from shota. Right? Go ahead.
Right.
No, so he's saying the shota has no field because she has no yad klal. Because this is her permanent state, basically. The permanent state. Or at least she'll be in this state for an indefinite amount of time. So, I mean, there could be a spontaneous, people could have spontaneous shota v'nishtata, what is it, and then you come back to your wits. But during that time, it's considered what? A permanent state, and has no yad at all, and that's why she has no chotzer. But asleep is different. But the woman who's asleep, it's true, right now she doesn't have a yad. And that's why right now, if you put the get into her yad, it's no good. But she's roi, ruya liyos yad. She's capable of having a yad.
We have the cure.
Right, and it'll happen naturally. It'll happen naturally. She'll just wake up, and you don't need to do anything to bring her back. No mice has to be done. You just leave her alone, and then she'll wake up. And the cure is in her hands. It doesn't really mean the cure is in her hands. You don't need the cure. So therefore, what?
Hilkach.
I knew those hilkach. There you go.
Yeah, nice. Afilu hashta yeshla chatzer kevan shehi mishtameres. So now.
So therefore, right now she'll have a chatzer, and of course it's mishtameres.
Mikol makor.
All right. So anyway, so now he sounds like he holds his good. In the end, he holds his good. Why? Because the shota he's differentiating between not having any yad, essentially not having any yad, and accidentally not having any yad. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I know this is he's basing himself on the distinction between a shota and someone who's asleep. That's what he's basing his answer on. So there's just an interesting Gemara, and this is what he's referencing. This expression comes from the Gemara in Ayin on the base. I thought it'd be interesting just to take a look over here for a minute to see the difference between someone who's a shota and someone who's asleep, because that's exactly what the Gemara in Ayin on the base is going into. Right? Okay, so the case in Ayin on the base is the case in the Mishnah.
Wait, what's, I don't understand the last line. Like, because the chatzer is Mishnah Meris, therefore the Edom work?
No, so as long as you have Edom and you tell the Edom, I'm giving my wife a get, because someone has to know. You can't just give a get without it being a defined action.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to be aware of it, but the Edom have to be aware of it. So now it's good because you put it into a mokom mishtameres ledaita, and she's ruuya to have a yad, so this is like her yad. So it's good. It's not a problem.
Can I just ask, like,
yad? It's not doing any midin shlichus. So the case over here is in Misha Achso. So it says someone who is taken, he's grabbed by the kordaikus. Okay. Yeah. So it's some sort of delirium, right? Rashi says it's a liquor-induced delirium. Mm-hmm. Okay, wine. Fresh wine. Yayin migiso. Migiso means it's fresh. It's not aged properly. So if he becomes delirious from this... Chai is where it's
condensed.
It's where it's already concentrated. But this just means like the wine goes in a big gat and they let it sit there for however many weeks or months till it ferments. So this is before that process has completed. So what's the case? The case is must be what? First he told the guy to give a get. He told someone write. He told the sofer write the get. Right? Had to do it beforehand. He told him to write the get and give it. And then he became delirious. Okay. That's the second case. Omar kisu get le'ishti v'ochso kordaikus. So he said, write my wife a get. And it means to write it and give it. Or at least let's say, whatever it is. Let's say write it and give it. And then he becomes insane. And then he says, nope, don't write it, while he's in the state of delirium. Okay? So his words have no value. The second words have no value. The retraction has no value. She'ain daito miyushevus, he's not in his right mind. So he said kisu ged l'ishti while he was lucid. Then he went into the state of delirium, and in that state he said, don't divorce, don't write it. Okay, so the Mishnah says ein devarav achronim klum, we don't regard what he says in the state of kordaikus. But now zinchim machlokus, okay, and I know this, it says amar rishon ben lakish kosvin v'nosnin get la'altar. So Reish Lakish says that what does it mean? It means we can just give, we can write the get and give it right away. Vafilu b'sol chulio, even while he's still ill. Ho'el v'omar kodem l'chein, since he said it when he was well, right, he said it when he was well, it's good. V'lo arminan shotehu v'eino yochol ligaresh. We don't say he's a shote and he's not capable of giving a get.
What's the... good question, like, why would that not work? Meaning, if he said beforehand that write this get for my wife,
right,
and now we're going to say that because he's in this state, just because,
right, in other words, if a guy died, if a guy said write my wife a get and then he died, he wouldn't just carry out the orders. It'd be there's no gavra anymore. Mm-hmm. The gavra's gone. Okay, so Mr. Reish Lakish says, what's the chiddush over here? That won't be good, because he'll be dead already.
Yeah.
Right? Can't give the get after you die. So, even if you said a shliach, wouldn't help. Okay, so, because when the shliach does it, he's doing it for you. If you're not there, that would be Giyor B'Shmaya, and it would be Yitziva Ba'ara, and Giyor B'Shmei Shmaya. You see, the guy himself can't give a get, but a shliach can still give a get. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. So Reish Lakish says, "Nosnin get la'alta." Yep. V'lo amrinon shotehu ve'eino yochel legarish. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein kosvin ella l'kishe yishtafe." He only can write it when he gets well.
What is shurish?
Shafa.
Oh, I thought it was like.
Maybe we'll look it up later. But anyway, so he said like this. My time the Reish Lakish. The Katani ain't bidvar vacharam klum. We say there's no value and there's no merit to what he says in the end. So all we have left is the order to give the get. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lacha ain't bidvar vacharam klum. What does it mean? There's nothing to his words. All that means is when he clears up, then there's no need to ask him again, does he want to give a get? So in other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so let's just define the situation here. According to Reish Lakish, the state of Kordaikus has no effect on his original order, and it can still be executed in the state of Kordaikus, right? He's like on, we can still, how would you put it halachically? Halachically, how would you put it? Could we give it a good definition here? Anyone else? In other words, he's impaired, but he still is the same Gavra. Right.
He's not dead.
He still is the same Gavra.
Looks like he's sort of.
He's looking at what he's in now, but and not like as a like not like at the end of the day. He's still a person, but looking at him right now.
In other words, so we can still say that the Gavra of the Tzivoy is still existent. Mm-hmm. Right. He's not dead.
He's just.
He's just nobody home right now.
All of this is jumping to a different thing. We can just say it's.
Hold on to that. Let's hold on to that.
It's the other side.
And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan. Well, that's the chiddush for Reish Lakish. That's a big chiddush. That even though he's incapacitated mentally, he still is considered the gavra of the original command. Same gavra. The gavra has not changed. He's much more limited right now, and when he can't even express himself right now, and we disregard what he says.
Are they agreeing just for different reasons?
No, they're disagreeing. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot give the get right now. He says, you cannot give the get right now. But what's the chiddush of Ein Bidvarav Klum? It doesn't mean that we don't, that we disregard his present state, and we continue the initial state. And the Kohen Reish Lakish Ein Bidvarav Klum means he continues in the original state, and we don't accept any changes of that original state now.
Oh, that's Rabbi
Yochanan. That's Reish Lakish. So you can still give the get right now. Whereas, there's no changing. Whatever he expressed before he got into this delirium is now his state, and he cannot alter it while he's in this state. So according to Reish Lakish, you can give the get right now. As the guy says, I want you to write my wife this get, give me that fresh wine, and then he goes delirious.
Even if he's not.
And after he's delirious, he says, stop.
Chicken's out.
I want to stay with her. They'll say, sorry, buddy, and they'll just give her the get.
No.
And they'll say, why? They say, because you're not now in a state to express the das of the Gavra. The Gavra was already expressed as das while he was well. And now that was the das, that was the order. And the Gavra is just now there's no evidence that he changed his mind, because the utterance of a delirious man is not regarded. So all we have is the last information we have is she, this person said, give his wife a get. Person's still alive. He's still around. He's still capable of giving a get. And he's just not capable of changing his mind. He was delirious. Don't count. Now Rabbi Yochanan says you cannot give him the get, give her the get while he's delirious. So then what does the Mishnah mean, ein devarav ha'achronim klum? Okay. He says all it means is that when he snaps, when he comes out of it and he goes back to his right mind, you don't have to ask him, hey, do you still want to do this? You can do it immediately. Where do I get it? Where does he get it from?
While he's in delirium?
You cannot do it while he's in delirium.
Wait till afterwards, but you don't need to double check.
That's right, you don't need to double check.
Where do you get that from the Lashon?
Oh, it's right there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha. It was Reish Lakish says that where my time was Reish Lakish, because it says Ein B'Devar V'Achronim Klum, meaning to say they don't change anything. Nothing has changed. From his last words don't alter anything. So what does that mean? It means he's still in the state of ready to give the get. That's how Reish Lakish learns. In other words, the Chiddush is, even though he said something, you still can go ahead and do it. That's the way Reish Lakish learns. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't. You can't give the get while he's in the state of delirium. Okay. So then, what does it mean that his ein b'dvarav achronim klum? You can't give it while he's in that state. He's not roy at all for giving the get. So what does it mean that there's nothing to his words? It means that when dilechi matzil lo tzarch lemihader imluchi be uliolam ein kosher kishayishtape, that really what you can't give the get until he gets well. So what does it mean we disregard what he said while he was delirious? It means that even though he said while he was delirious, I changed my mind, right when he gets well, we don't have to counsel, we don't have to ask him, we don't have to take reshus from him. We can just give it right away. We can just give it right away. So why can't you give it while he's delirious? Because apparently he's not the gavra that's roy to give a get. So it's a good question. Mimar Marav Shach. So what?
That's according to Reish Lakish, though. That's not according to
me. No. Reish Lakish says you can give it while he's delirious. Oh. Rav Yochanan says you can't give it while he's delirious, but you can give it right when he comes back, even if while he was delirious he said, I changed my mind. So what does that mean? How is Reish Lakish learning? How is Rav Yochanan learning then? In terms of the definition that we were setting up before, just the definition of what he is, yeah?
He's the same God.
Exactly. He's temporarily out of order, but he comes back to the original position he was in right before. Yeah. It's just like a blackout. Gavra, 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 blackout, same gavra back. He returns to who he was. The state of the delirium is just like a temporary vacation from himself, and whatever he said was not him. But right when he gets his mind straight, we consider him to be completely reinstated to exactly where he was before the delirium. And just like before the delirium, you don't have to keep asking the guy, "Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?" Right? Once the gavra tells you to do it, you don't have to keep double-checking. So, ein b'dvarav klum means that of course you couldn't give it while he's delirious, but the chiddush is, it doesn't even raise the doubt that when the gavra comes back, he came back different. No, he came back exactly the way he was before. Okay, so you hear what I'm saying, though? I'm not giving reasons, Zach. I'm just trying to say, let's just define what seems like the halachic definitions of here. In other words, we're saying you need a gavra to give a get. And once you have the das of the gavra, we act on it without without doubts, right? We don't have a doubting, some people have a doubting syndrome. No, there's no doubting syndrome here. So once the guy tells you, go ahead with it, as long as he's the same gavra, you go ahead with it. The only question is, when he becomes delirious, do we say that he's not the Gavra anymore? Right? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says that doesn't affect the Shem Gavra at all. He's the same Gavra, he's just incapacitated temporarily. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he is temporarily not the Gavra, but when he comes back, he comes back to himself. Okay, so in other words, is the Kurdikus a state where the Gavra is there but just inaccessible? That's Reish Lakish. So then we just go with the way he defined himself from before. Or that the Gavra himself is temporarily absent.
What's the difference?
But he returns in toto when he comes back. The difference is, can you give the get during the state of Kurdikus?
Meaning, yeah, follow through with...
That's right. Or do you have to say, no, the Gavra's on vacation right now. Come back when he's home. Anything the guy does... Correct. You know, just like the Gemara says in the Rosh Hashanah, or a few places, the Gemara says, Kafuhu ve'achal matzah, right? Yotzah. So the Gemara says, if someone forced him and he eats matzah, he's yotze. You know the Gemara? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Kafuhu man. Who forced him? If you're going to say, Shadim forced him. No? Remember the Gemara?
Yeah.
So then he says, he has the din of a shote. So then a shota is not yotze a mitzvah. So if a guy becomes a shota and he does a mitzvah and then he's nishtata, he has to do the mitzvah again, according to that Gemara. So the things you do when you're really a shota don't count. So if a guy was a shota and he did the mitzvah, so then he became well, he'd have to do the mitzvah again. Certainly the maisa during that, his maisa during that state is no good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got it? So, but now the Gemara says, my taima, right? But my kamiflagi. I'm sorry. Now the Gemara says, but my kamiflagi. See, my taima is not the same thing as my kamiflagi. My taima is asking for the halachic definition. How does Reish Lakish regard this person? How does Rabbi Yochanan regard this person? That's the my taima. It's very subtle, but there's a big difference. My taima is what's the definition? Okay, but my kamiflagi...
Not the reasoning.
...is the reasoning behind the definition. Reish Lakish says he's the Gavra the whole way through. That's my time. Rabbi Yochanan says the Gavra is off and back on. Now, why do they view this that way? Why does Reish Lakish say he still is the Gavra? And why does Rabbi Yochanan say the Gavra is temporarily lost? That's b'may kamiflagi. Reish Lakish medami le liyoshein. Reish Lakish says he's just like a guy taking a nap. He's just like a guy who's sleeping. If a guy said, divorce my wife, and then he goes to sleep, there's not a shadow of a doubt that you can give the get while he's asleep. Does everybody agree to that? And Rabbi Yochanan says he's like a full-blown shota. Okay? Interesting. Right? So even a full-blown shota... It's just a matter, you never say it's a new guy who's coming back. That's interesting. Right? You never say it's a new guy who's returning. It's always the same guy from his original das.
Nice.
That's
actually
the point you're making. Someone who's a shota. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's like a shota, so he's not roy for nesinas haget. In other words, the gavra is lost during that time. Right? And so he says like this. Rabbi Yochanan nami lidme liyoshein. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say he's just like someone who's asleep? Yoshein lo michuser maisa. Someone who's asleep doesn't require an action to make him well. Rashi, shitzarech. But this one is michuser maisa. Shitzarech lefrefua bisra sumka agumri. He needs that treatment. He needs that bistra sumka agumri treatment. Okay? Okay, so the point is that what? One thing is he's saying he's not like he's asleep because he needs a maisa refua to get him up. To return him, to restore him, he needs a maisa refua. So the way, if you would just leave him be, he would continue in the delirium.
Meaning it's not the natural state for the gavra to be in. And you need something to switch the mode.
Whereas sleep is natural. You cycle in and out of sleep. That's just a cycle that you have.
I mean,
but this is not a cycle. This is a different track. He's jumped the tracks. He's jumped the track. You want to get him back on track? You got to get him back on track. But he's jumped the track. Yeah. Hold on. And Reish Lakish says, why is he compared to someone who's sleeping? This is a good argument that Rabbi Yochanan has. So why does Reish Lakish compare him to someone who's sleeping? Why isn't he like a shote, I should say, the other way? Shote lo samya biyadon. Hi, samya biyadon. The shote does not have the tools to restore his health. He doesn't have the medicine available. There's no medicine that was available. Ein sam refuoso biyadenu. We don't have the cure. But the kordaikus, we have the cure.
Much
right, so let's line it up then. So sleeping is definitely, we don't say, in other words, the issue over here is, I just want to put a little more of a svar into this, and that is that what do we regard a person as? A person is a bardas. That's the ikker, right? A person is a bardas. That das is a characteristic of the gavra. Okay? Without the characteristic of das, we don't say it's the same gavra. Okay? But to be a characteristic of a person doesn't mean it's expressed constantly. It doesn't have to be actually expressed at every minute. It has to be considered a part of him. It has to be considered a component of him, a characteristic of him. Okay?
In potential.
Correct. Right? Like I say, somebody is angry, an angry person, if they're prone to anger. Doesn't mean they're angry literally all the time. I mean, it means it's a characteristic. It's a trait. Right? So I'll say that the person, das, is really what makes a person a person. But now the question is, but he doesn't have to always have the idea in his head to say that it's the, he doesn't always have to be thinking to be considered the same person. Okay? So by, well, let's just take the end points over here. So by when a person is sleeping, so we'll say for sure, we don't say the gavra is lost and restored every morning. It's true you say Elokai Neshama, and some Rishonim hold, that's why you wash your hands in the morning, like you're Beria Chadasha. But that's good mussar. But halachically, we don't say that you're a new person every morning. Right? We don't say you're a new person every morning. Why? Because the loss of das during his sleep doesn't change the fact that the das is a natural characteristic of him. He's still a bar das. He's just not using his das right now. Some people almost never use their das, even when they're awake. But that doesn't make them not a bar das anymore. Okay, and on the other extreme, we're a little descriptive here, but on the other extreme, when a person is a shote, that means he loses his das in a way that we're incapable of retrieving it. No one is capable of retrieving it. It may happen spontaneously, but no one is capable of retrieving it. Then we'll say that he has lost the status of a bardas. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing in an interesting middle case over here. Always where the arguments are, right? In the middle case, where what? It's temporary. But, How is it like each? What? It's like sleeping because we can restore it.
It's like a loss.
Right? It's like sleeping, Rabbi Yochanan says, because we have the ability. I'm sorry, Reish Lakish says, it's like sleeping because we have the ability to restore it. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's like a shote because why? Because in the state he's in, it's not a natural cycle between the absence of das and the presence of das. It's a new state. In other words, it is a new state of being, but it's one that we have the ability to reverse. Shote is a new state of being that we cannot reverse. sleeping is not a new state of being. It's just his natural order.
Right, it's like the new state of
this
order.
Guy is like in a new state of being that we can restore. Right?
Okay.
Now, Rabbi Yochanan is saying he's like a shote, he's not like a sleeping person, because if we don't do anything, he won't return. Sleeping person is not mechusar maisa, doesn't need anything. And Reish Lakish says it's true, that's not the key factor of a sleeping person. Now, is there sort of like arguing on what's the key fact of sleeping that makes you not a shote when you're asleep? It seems like Rabbi Yochanan is focusing on the fact that it's natural. So therefore, this is not a natural cycle. So therefore, we consider this an unnatural loss of das. Whereas Reish Lakish seems like he's focusing on the fact that sleeping is temporary. And since we have the ability to correct this, it makes this only temporary. No?
So the machlokas is on sleeping.
The machlokas is, in a certain sense...
Where does das exist? Also does not exist.
I say for Reish Lakish says it's not a shota. The truth of the matter is the Gemara compares asks Rabbi Yochanan from sleeping and Reish Lakish from shota. Gemara doesn't set it up like I'm saying that they're both arguing on sleeping. Anyway, you gotta have a little bit of a freedom here. So what do you say? In other words, so if we would boil down the question, what's the question we're looking for? What's the question we're looking for an answer to? When does losing the das render the gavra a different gavra? In other words, we know that das is the key factor to the shame of the gavra. He's a bar das. And we know that if a person were to permanently, irrevocably lose his das, he would not be the gavra anymore. Okay? Question is... And we know that when a person is just asleep, we don't consider him to have lost the state of the garbage. The question is, when do we consider the loss, the temporary loss of the, when do we consider the loss of the das to be a change of the gavra? And when do we say it's just not expressing das, but he's still the same gavra? When does das continue to be, when do we say that even though the das is not expressed, it's still a characteristic of the gavra? It's basically what we want to know.
That sounds like sleep.
That's for sure.
Shouldn't it be permanence?
He's saying permanence. Now, so Reish Lakish sounds like he's saying permanence is the issue. Right?
Yeah.
So since this guy can be retrieved at our will, so it's not permanence. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is saying it has to be natural. The das has to return naturally.
It has to be like the normal derech.
It has to be the normal derech.
Meaning he's not saying the samya thing.
That's right. He doesn't agree with the samya. He doesn't care about the fact we have samim. He says since it's mechusar ma'isa, that's the problem.
Well, because a normal functioning gavra.
All right, but so let me try to try one level deeper, maybe. Still not a full definition, but just an observation here. So let's say like this: if we think about what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are saying on a little bit more of an abstract level, so we can say it like this: that Reish Lakish is saying that when he's asleep or when he's in this state, he's completely removed from das. He's completely removed from das. So what makes him still the same gavra? Because when something is lacking a quality, you judge it by its capacity to have that quality. Okay? In other words,
this is by Reish Lakish.
Reish Lakish says all we need to say he's the same gavra is to say that he has the same capabilities and potential as he had before. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, in other words, the person who's sleeping, according to Reish Lakish, there's only the das, there's only the active das, and then there's the state of the potential das. And he's saying we consider the person the same that there's no essential change as long as the person, when he's asleep, because he still has the capacity for das. Okay? So in other words, either we're going to define something by what it's doing or by its potential. Those are the two ways we define something. Okay? Actual and potential. Good, Gil? So he's saying, look, that's Reish Lakish's argument. When the person is awake and giving orders, he's actually a bar das. So why do we consider him still a bar das when he's sleeping? It must be that we say the potential is also considered to be the gavra of das.
Yeah.
And as long as he's potentially the gavra of das, we don't consider that there's an essential change in the gavra in his relationship to das. In other words, the gavra is not essentially different in his relationship to das when he's doing it and when he's not doing it, as long as while he's not doing it, he has the potential to continue. So all that matters is, do we have the summon biodenu? Do we have the capacity to continue to restore his das? Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you say for Yochanan, I'm not going to like it.
You're not going to like it. Okay.
Because what, his potential went away?
Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't view it in that framework of actual and potential. If he did, then I have nothing to say. He says when the person is asleep, it's not that he's still the same gavra because he has the potential to have das. It's because it's not considered a loss of das at all. It's because that is just the nature of having das, is that it comes and it goes in a natural way. The gavra of das, intrinsically, has a pattern of sleep and awake. So that is intrinsically the same gavra. But if he's relating to das in essentially in a new way, now he's a different gavra. So when he is lost and it's not something that will return naturally anymore, then, no, it's basically like this. Rabbi Yochanan is saying he's a certain kind of a person when he goes awake and asleep. And it's the same kind of person. It's a cyclical relationship between his das and his absence of das. We don't call one greater than the other. We say that is the bar das. That is who he is. That's the definition of what he is. He's a cycle. Okay? But once he's on the track of permanent loss of das, that's a different relationship to das intrinsically. The fact that we can bring it back doesn't help. It's already a different way of relating to das. So in other words, to put it into a nutshell, Reish Lakish is saying asleep is no different than any other state of loss of das. And the only key factor to continuing to give him the same shame of the gavra is potential. And therefore, there's no difference between the potential of das when he's asleep and his potential of das when you have medicine to cure him. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, that the reason why he's still considered the same gavra when he's asleep is not based on his potential, but because that is, by definition, the nature of a bar das. You can't demand more of a bar das than the nature of that is how a person relates to das. He relates to das and in a cyclical fashion. When he's awake, he has it, and when he's asleep, he lost it. So that's not called a change. You can't say there was any change when the person went to sleep. That just is the cycle itself. There's no change in his relationship to das. This is, by definition, an Adam's relationship to das. But when he has the kordaikus, that is a new state of being. So now his relationship to das has changed, and he now is a different gavra. Mm-hmm. All right, you think it over a little more. But the point is, the Rashba seems from here very clear, no? That when you're asleep, you're definitely the gavra of das. You definitely are a gavra of das. So that's why he concludes over there. There's no reason why the chutzah shouldn't work. There's no reason the chutzah should. So the question is, why was he so critical of the rive in the beginning? That we have to think about for tomorrow. Are we posking like, no, she's not having kordaikus over there, she's asleep. Everyone agrees when you're asleep, you're the gavra.
Oh, kordaikus would be considered just a
Christian. Kordaikus would be machlokus, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. But you see, from machlokus, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, everybody agrees that when you're asleep, it's nothing.
I'm saying you're saying